All right, guys. Tonight, just before 11 o'clock, we had North Tryon Division, Crime Reduction Unit officers, and probation and parole officers here in our parking lot about to brief to do a totally unrelated operation. As they were briefing out in the parking lot, a suspect, homicide suspect from earlier today that we've been looking for, in the white SUV, pulled in and basically ambushed our officers. One of our officers was shot once in the leg. Non-life-threatening issue injuries at this time, receiving treatment at the hospital. Our officers and probation returned fire. The suspect was transported to the hospital and is now deceased. As always, this is the very beginning of our investigation. There's a parallel investigation. Criminal, to make sure the shooting is obviously legal, and then internal. So it's a complex scene. There are multiple agencies involved, and that is pretty much what we have for you tonight. I will entertain questions, but information is pretty much what I just told you. What are your questions? He ambushed us. He shot at us. That's about all that we're aware of at this time. We don't know about any conversation that preceded it.
Was the officer that was shot in the leg, was that the officer that shot
I don't know. Again, I have no way of knowing. I wish I had a crystal ball. It's just not realistic for me to have all that information. We're trying to see if we have any footage on camera. At this point, we're not having a lot of luck. As far as body-worn camera, I doubt. When you're being ambushed, you're gonna think to turn on the camera. So don't even know if we were able to capture any of that on video either.
Chief, can you speak to whether or not you guys, I don't know if you can talk about this, but whether you were getting closer to him since you were looking for him today?
Don't know. It's obvious that he knew we were looking for him. Here's what I'll tell you. Times like this make you appreciate people who voluntarily put their lives on the line to keep us safe. Unfortunately, some people use that against us. You mind taking the keys out of that? Kitty. Anything else? I don't know. I'd imagine 6 or 8, maybe. We don't know that either. That's yet to be determined. We'll update you as far as we can. We know multiple rounds were fired at officers, and then our officers returned fire.
This is a very public area.
It is.
About this area all throughout the day. Does this make you feel differently about how public this area is?
It's a public building, but we're going to have to think about how we can keep ourselves safe within it. As far as a parking lot, if somebody wants to ambush one of us, they can do that virtually anywhere. So, again, I would hope we'd be a little bit more thankful about the officers who do this work, because this kind of puts it in perspective. It's a dangerous job. Not everybody's willing to do it, and those who do, I'm humbled to be a part of such a profession where people willingly put their lives at risk like this.
What kind of gun did he ambush your officer with?
Don't know yet. Don't know the caliber yet.
Have you spoken to the officer?
That was found? Where was that?
I don't know those details. I just know the infant was found safe. Yes, sir? Yes, always.
Can you tell us
what I can tell you is the officer's in good spirits given what this officer has been through. We'll give you more details about who exactly that is here shortly.
Can you tell us how long this officer has been with CMPD?
We give you those details when we get them. I wish I could tell you how many. There's 1,800 of us, so I don't know all those details just yet. I'm sorry, did you have something, ma'am? Okay.
Thank you, guys.
All right, thank
y'all.
Appreciate it.